Hey, Astra here, and welcome to today's episode of the Money Moxie Daily Podcast. I'd like to say a few words about rituals for wealth expansion. And what do I mean by rituals? Well, a ritual really can be anything that you practice on a regular basis. So, some people have a ritual of getting up half an hour earlier in the morning than they need to, so that they can go for a jog or a morning walk. And that creates a feel-good start to the day for them. That's getting off on the right foot, as it were. And some people have a ritual of, crossing themselves whenever they hear news that they consider to be bad news. Sort of like a good luck thing. Yes, there are rituals in religion. There are just daily rituals that non-religious people do just because they're in the habit of doing so. Making coffee at the same time every day is a ritual, and it's sort of like a little, a little kickstart, a little jump start to whatever lies ahead, in the day, and having that treat of coffee with that little jolt of caffeine, is the ritual of saying, I'm ready to start the day. And there are many rituals and many reasons for doing these rituals or taking part in them or practicing them regularly. So likewise, you can create and practice daily rituals for wealth expansion. And this really, it can really be anything. The most important thing is not so much what the ritual is, but that it's twofold, that it is a ritual that really brings you into a feeling of joy and expansion. That's A. And then B is that you do practice it regularly. Choose a schedule and stick to it. And it's not because if you skip a day, it's bad luck. It's because when we do practice things regularly, this is our way of instilling them into our lives more powerfully. So I'm thinking of like a one of my rituals from several years ago at this point, when I had just a shamanic healing practice, rather than a sort of more business oriented and prosperity an abundance-oriented business, and this was back in the day that I was getting all of my clients from a listing on one website, which was really amazing, because I just got listed at this one website of shamanic practitioners, and people could look up shamans by what state they practiced in. And just about all of my clients came through this one website, which I still feel so fascinated by. It was so simple. I'm gonna get back to those simple roots. But anyway, I digress. But so I would get, several clients, and then often they would come back for more sessions. And at that time, I was also working at my day job at a university library, and but when I would start to notice, that maybe I hadn't had an email from a potential client for, a certain amount of days, and I was really wanting to do more shamanic work, I would almost call it like a little chant, a little sort of money rhyme prosperity chant. And I would, as I would take walks, or walk to the store and back, I would say this chant over and over like a mantra in my head. And this was also at the time that I was really I was being guided to infuse money and the energy of money with the energy of love. And so the chant, I think I have it right. I think it was, I am, wait, yes, I am money, money, love. Love is money, money, love. I am money, money, love. Love is money, money, love. It almost sounds like a rap now that I'm saying it out loud, but I would say this in my head, like at the time that I realized, like, oh, I really desire a new client, or I really want one of my current clients to sign up and, book another session. I'm needing an extra kick, an extra oomph to my prosperity right now. So I would walk and for several blocks, and I would just say that rhyme or that rap, my money rap. No, I actually have written a money rap a long time ago. I wonder, I could probably locate that too. But anyway, so I would say that over and over in my head, over and over in my head, over and over in my head. And then eventually I would just kind of forget about it and then just go shopping and go about my business. And lo and behold, every time within a day or two, a new client would appear, or or an old client would email and sign up for a new session. And I know, and what I'm realizing about rituals, is that it's not so much about, again, about what the ritual is, but that we practice it regularly, and that it aligns us with a really good feeling. And the reason that rituals work in this way is not because of what the ritual is, it's because of our intention that we're setting that is behind the ritual. So my ritual was to get new clients or to get client sessions booked. So that was the intention behind it. That's why it worked. And to quote Wayne Dyer, it's the power of intention. And it's so powerful and it works. It really works every time. And if we ever feel like, oh no, the power of intention doesn't work, or I tried it once and it doesn't work, blah, 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 because everyone gets a little discouraged sometimes too. But if we ever feel like the power of intention isn't working, look closer. It's probably because we are not actually being intentional about creating and stating our intentions and getting them firmly grounded into our lives and into our energy fields. So the responsibility lies with us. Create powerful intentions and then choose a ritual, a daily practice or habit that feels really good to you, and do it every day. And I would love to hear of your results with this podcast. I appreciate you.